Peter, how do we get to Neverland?
Fly, of course.
Fly?
It's easy. All you have to do is to... Ha! That's funny.
What's the matter? Don't you know?
Oh, sure. It's just that I never thought about it before. Say, that's it. You think of a wonderful thought.
Any happy little thoughts?
Uh-huh.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Disney Parks Podcast. Disney Parks Podcast is your source for Disney Parks news and information from the Disney parks around the globe, including in-depth interviews with your favorite Disney celebrities, and so much more. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Krista Joy, and I blog at DisneyWaves.com. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Welcome, everyone.
And Tony, will you introduce our special guest today?
Sure. Today we have a very special guest. He has a very rich history with the Disney parks and Orlando in general. He also happens to be the owner and CEO of Homes for You Vacation Homes. The company has been serving customers since 1998, offering quality 3 to 8 bedroom vacation homes in Orlando, as well as discount attraction tickets and car rentals. You can get more information about all his vacation homes at Homes for You Vacation Homes by visiting their website at homesforyou.com. And he also has got a brand new website. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Well, hey, thank you very much. It's nice to be with you.
Now, Krista tells me that you have a little history being a Disney cast member in Walt Disney World.
I do. I grew up in Melbourne, Florida, and started working at Disney when I was probably in the 11th or 12th grade. I was still in high school and working at Disney just on the weekends, and they called that, they had a code for that, which was CR for casual regular. We just worked Saturdays and Sundays, and I started in 1975 cooking hamburgers and fast foods at Pinocchio Village Restaurant in Fantasyland.
So that was 1975. I assume the parks were not mad, crazy, busy like they are today.
When you're back there cooking hamburgers, it seems like it's pretty busy. it's a lot of hamburgers, but I think the parks were probably about as crowded as they are now. Cars were still backed up at Christmas, going down I-4 past Lake Buena Vista every Christmas, several times a year. So,
right.
We just didn't have the other parks for people to fall back on as we do today.
So, what was it like? You know, somebody that young working in the parks on the weekend, you know, it must have been, is it something you wanted to do, or to you it was just another job? You know, did you want to work for Disney?
No, it was one of my first jobs. A friend of mine in Melbourne happened to come back that I was friends with and said he was going to Disney to interview, and he asked me if I wanted to come along. And I jumped in the car and went, and we were hired that weekend.
Krista also tells me that you did some other things of interest in the parks once you left the hamburger flipping business.
Well, once I left the hamburger business, and I did work my way into the character department, which was we still have a large group of us that get together even now, some 30 years later, and we get together for reunions and have Facebook group pages, and so I spent 3 years in characters and moved on to the mailroom and carried luggage at the Polynesian Resort, and then I worked at Walt Disney Travel Company for 4 or 5 years.
Christmas.
Well, going back to the characters, I was curious because I know that you were friends with Mr. Smee, Tracy. That's what they say now. Did they still say you were friends with a character when you portray that character? Back then?
No, not back then. Back then, you just were the character, and so we didn't have friends of Mr. Smee or friends of Pinocchio, but, you know, we're just assigned whichever character we were going to be for a couple of months, depending upon how tall we were, and it was just probably one of the most fascinating jobs I've ever had.
Did they give you all the acting training like they do now?
No, there's no training. Well, we might have had some training for the parades as far as dancing and things like that in the parades. But as far as going out into the parks, if you're Pluto, you just watch some of the Pluto movies and cartoons. If you're Tigger, you watch some of the Tigger cartoons. So you sort of just got trained by watching them on TV, and then you put the tail on and head out on set for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been to the parks as recently as, like, 2013. When you go there these days, is there anything that you look at and you wish that you miss maybe from the old days, or anything new that you really appreciate that you didn't have back then?
No, we still appreciate it all. I mean, I get to relive it now with my daughter, who's 12 years old, and we've been going every year, several times a year, since she was born. And just to get to see Disney World through her eyes and do all the rides again, it's just a blast to do it. So you just always remember the good times of doing those night rehearsals all night long when the parks closed at 11. Sometimes they would run the parade through the parks at 2 or 3 in the morning. So you kind of think back about those times when you're walking down Main Street.
Yeah, I think it must have been a really cool time to be there.
I think probably back in the 70s, if I remember correctly, from my days down in the Utilidors, I think they had like the character zoo where kind of they kept all the character costumes down there.
They did. It was called the Zoo Crew, and yep. It might still be called the Zoo Crew. We were right there. Right there in the main part of the tunnel,
mm-hmm.
close
right.
to the cafeteria, and that's where we used to. That was our wardrobe, and that's where you would come in and change every time you come off set because you're soaking wet. So you'd get a new pair of shorts and a new T-shirt and a new headband. Then you go out for 30 minutes usually, and you come back for 30 minutes. So we played a lot of ping pong during that time period, and all of us just kind of hung out and had a good time.
It's very fascinating that you're still friends with those people, you know, 30 years later. I guess it's kind of a special bond of, you know, doing that job.
Well, it is, and you travel. Sometimes we would be chosen to travel to other countries, so you're with other characters going to other countries. I went to Guatemala several times and certain other areas, and so you create these bonds with the people you work with, and we still get together today and have reunions, and sometimes we've had several people show up.
Wow, so why did they send you to Guatemala?
They would send us to other countries sometimes, like the Guatemala trip would be to go as Pluto, Mickey, and Goofy, and go to refugee camps and orphanages just to cheer up the children.
Yeah. Did you know they did that? I didn't know they did that back then.
No.
Yeah, they used to send us quite a few places. And then you go off to do parades, holiday parades in New York and other places like that. So traveling was all part of it as well.
Wow. And how long did you work the whole time at Disney? How many years was that, Tracy?
From 1975, and then I left in 1988, so it was 13 years.
Oh, wow. It's quite a long time.
Yeah, it was a great experience. The best part about it is you just don't typically stay in one place the whole time. You can move around. They choose you to move to other areas and to grow.
Yeah.
So cool. Don't you have a history, too, with the electrical parade? That's Tony's favorite parade of all time, so we had to ask you about that.
Yeah. We started that parade in 1977. I was in the very first parade, and we were all back in the back naming our floats, and I was a driver. I drove one of the little snails at that time, and then also became one of the dancers in the parade that wear the coats that you just flick a switch and light up your coat, and so that was always a fun thing too.
Yeah. I go ahead.
How heavy was that outfit?
Not as heavy as what is it, Baloo, the big ape that sometimes we had to in characters. I think I was Baloo or one of the apes, and that was the Mad Hatter was a very heavy costume. So to wear that coat in the light parade, it wasn't too bad at all.
Yeah. Oh. It's interesting because I had worked security in Epcot back in the 90s, and, you know, I saw a lot of, you know people playing characters. There's not enough money on the planet to get me into one of those costumes, especially I'm thinking like in August, and they're, you know, dancing in the parade or dancing on the stage show. I'm thinking, oh, they must be dying in there, dying.
I guess now that I think back, maybe we were. But when you're so young, you don't think much about it, and it's just It was actually just a lot of fun to do it every day. It was an honor.
All right, let's talk about Poems for UU. It I don't want people to think I'm stuttering. It's Holmes, yeah. Homes, the number 4, and then the letter U and the letter U .com.
And, I was going to say that to you. It's the Holmes and the number 4 and the letters UU instead of FOR. We just made the 4, yeah.
When did you start that, and how did you get started with that, Tracy?
Started Homes for You in 1998, so we've been doing it about 16 years. After I left Disney, I was in hotel sales and marketing in different resorts in our area for about 10 years, working in sales and marketing, directors of sales and marketing, and then worked for a vacation home company as a director of sales and marketing for a short time, and went out and marketed the homes to tour operators and travel agents, basically in trade shows all across the world, and just got to know that business a little bit. And found a little niche because there, at the time, there was probably 50 to 60 management companies in the area that managed vacation homes, and just found a niche that determined that they all needed reservations. And so, with my experience in sales, we just started Homes for You, and have been doing it for quite a long time. So we basically are just a reservations company, and we work with now probably 50. To 75 other companies in the area, and we just use, they manage the homes, work with the owners, and we just use their inventory, and so we're able to select the best homes in the area and show pictures, and so we go out and promote ourselves on the internet nowadays. It used to be just a lot of print advertising and magazines and a full page here and a half page there, but it's turned into mostly all just internet business. People go online and they search Disney area vacation homes, and many, many companies come up, and hopefully ours does as well. And that's where a lot of the business is nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know this is a growing trend. It's an awesome thing. And Tracy, you and I know, but can you tell the listeners, what are some advantages of staying in a vacation home over staying in a resort?
Well, if you have a large family coming down with 8 people or 2 families with 10 or 12 people. Typically, if you go to any of the hotels in the area, you're going to need 2 rooms. And you're going to have 2 rooms with maybe 2 beds in each room. And so with the vacation homes, of course, you just have a lot more space. We have up to 7 and 8 bedroom homes that sleep up to 16 people. And so we do a lot of large family groups or 2 families coming that want to share accommodations. We've also recently done groups. We've done sports groups that come in that are performing at the Disney Wide World of Sports complex. So it's just a big benefit. You can save a lot of money by eating your breakfast for 10 or 12 people in instead of going to, you know, to restaurants. And a lot of people choose to come back from the parks and have dinner after a long day, and then they go back to the Magic Kingdom afterwards to see the fireworks. So there's a big cost savings involved with vacation homes, and they can start anywhere from $109 a night up to $209 a night or more. So it's just a big cost advantage, and they have their own pool, their private pool at their homes, and they can just enjoy, you know, just it's a home away from home.
Yeah, you got to see the pictures, Tony. Some of these homes have movie theaters inside of them, you know, and game rooms with pool tables. And just if you have a group, I mean, I just don't see how you could beat it. It looks really fun.
Yeah. I'm sure there's great amenities, you know, like Wi-Fi and barbecues and, like you're saying, the home theaters. I would think that would be a lot more of a relaxing vacation. You know, you don't have to, you know, get on a Disney bus and wait an hour to get to back to your place, and then you have to walk all the way to the end of the hall. I mean, this way you just drive yourself there, you drive yourself to your vacation home, and you're done.
There's certainly advantages to staying on the Disney property or staying at a hotel that has transportation, and we tell people that as well. If that's what you're looking for, there are advantages because then you don't have to drive back and forth. But But from a cost-saving standpoint, staying in a vacation home is certainly there.
And a lot of these are very in close proximity to Disney or SeaWorld or Universal, depending on, you know, theme park is their favorite thing to do. Right, Tracy? They're not. They don't have to be far away. They can be right in the middle of it all.
Well, most people don't realize once you leave the main gate of Disney and you drive out to Highway 192 and you turn east or west, that there's residential communities just off of Highway 192, right, all the way up to 27. But most of our vacation homes are just 10 to 15 minutes away, so they're very close and very convenient to the Disney Resort. 15 to 20 minutes to SeaWorld and Universal Studios.
Now, I noticed on your website, too, that can link them to a website that can offer them theme park tickets.
Yeah, we work with a great local company and have for many years, and they have a toll-free number people can call, and we always encourage them to call in advance to arrange their tickets, because we arrive at Disney quite often and look, and there's sometimes a line of 30 to 45 minutes just to get your tickets to go into the parks.
Right.
So we always encourage people to get their tickets ahead of time. And it's not so much the large cost savings, which there is a savings to it, but that's minimal. But it's just the convenience of having the tickets once you get to the parks and not having to wait in those lines.
And you could also, you offer them rental cars as well?
Yeah, we have an agreement with Dollar Rent a Car, so we have had that for many years as well, so you can make your reservations with Dollar and use our corporate code and save there as well.
And we just want to mention, too, that Homes for You is really travel agent friendly. Can you talk about how you guys work with travel agents?
Since I was a travel agent at one time, I realized the importance of what the travel agents do for the hospitality business, and we've worked with travel agents since day one, for about 15 years. And travel agents can call us, and we can make reservations just like we would with a normal guest. And the travel agent that has used us quite often, they tend to use us again and again. And we do offer commissions, which we pay at the end of each month. And so we have a great relationship with travel agents, and as well as the military. We've been working with military bases for the last 6 years, and I travel out and do travel fairs to places like Fort Bragg and Camp Lejeune and Fort Jackson, and we have a great military business as well, because military personnel retired can come and stay in the vacation homes, and they also have the option of staying on property at the Shades of Green, which is a wonderful place, but again, for those people with large families, the vacation homes work out very well for them. I got a call today from Afghanistan. People find us and call us from overseas and inquire about the homes, and that's always fun.
That's great. Yeah, the word's out.
Yeah.
You know, I was looking at your website, and I noticed that it's not just homes in the, you know, the theme park area of Orlando. You have homes, like homes in the beach areas as well. It's not just Central Florida. You have
That's
homes
right.
all over.
Doing what we do, we do various trade shows throughout the year, and having been in this business for quite a long time, we get to know people and owners from other countries or other cities, I should say. And so we can work with those owners just as easy as we work with the owners of the companies here and market, you know, vacation homes and condos and other destinations like Fort Myers and Naples and Clearwater Beach and other areas as well.
So do you have people that say, well, I'm going to do like my little Central Florida, go to the theme parks, and then I'm going to go get in my car and drive to another, say, vacation home and by a beach and do a kind of a beach thing too?
We do. We get those calls quite often where people want to come and stay and go to Disney for a few days and then go over to the beach for a few days. So we put it together for them and price it out, and it's just as easy as making a phone call to us, and we're able to put together the prices and send out a very detailed email with all the nightly rates, and it works well.
I'm interested to know, how does the check-in procedure work? Because I assume there's no front desk to go to when I get down here. Is there? How do I get a key? How do I the address and all that other information?
That's a good question. A lot of our offices, companies we work with, some of the offices are open until 7 or 8 p.m. Several of them are open all night. So people would come to those offices to check in and pick up their keys just like they would at a hotel. And then usually the vacation homes are 5 minutes away from all of our check-in locations. Nowadays, in most circumstances, a lot of people go right to the vacation home where there's a lockbox. We just provide them the directions a few weeks prior to their arrival, and they drive straight to the vacation home. There's a lockbox. They enter the code, and inside would be the keys to their home, or in some cases, there's a lockbox right on the front door where they enter the code and open the front door and go right into the home.
Yeah, because I was thinking today with all of this lock technology that you can, you know, do it from your phone. The person can change the code as soon as somebody leaves and, you know, just punch in a different, you know, code on their phone. So,
well, you can do that. And also, you know, vacation home companies can monitor the air conditioning. As we all know, that's all part of in our phones now as well. So
Right. Everything's
automated nowadays, and it's great for security reasons and checking in. You're right, they can change the key code after somebody leaves, and also make the access to the home perhaps not available until 4 p.m., which is a normal check-in time, just by pushing a button on your phone.
I could see how this could be a huge advantage. Like when it's really busy and you arrive after a long drive, you have to get in line at a hotel, you know, at a resort and wait just to check in. Where this, I mean, it's you just push a little couple of buttons and you're in, and you go jump in your private pool, and you know you can start your vacation a lot faster, I would imagine, in the busy seasons especially.
Well, that's why they become so popular, and you know, there used to be maybe 15,000 of these vacation homes, and it's continuing to grow. There's probably 20 to 22,000 of these vacation homes in the Disney area now, and there's still, from all the statistics that I see, 15 to 20% is the average amount of people in the United States that even know about vacation homes as of yet, which is just not a big number. So there's still a lot of growth potential.
Yes, I agree. That's why I'm so excited that you came on the show, so we could just share this. I don't think it's something that people automatically think of. I mean, Disney fans especially, we love staying on property. And like you said, there's so many advantages to that, but it may not be for everyone. And it's good to know that there's this option out there that's, you know, really awesome and affordable too. So,
well, I think, you know, I'm going to call it the Disney trap. If you fly into Orlando, you get on the Magical Express, it takes you to a Disney resort, and you don't have a car. And that's the Disney trap. They don't want you to leave or go anywhere else. And that may not be, you know, if this is your first time to the area, you're probably going to want to go to Universal. You're probably going to want to go to SeaWorld. You're probably want to go to, you know, to Space Coast. And you're going to want to do other things. You know, without a car, that may be difficult. Then you have to rent a car, even though, you know, you did the Magical Express. So I think a vacation home is a great way to do this, because you have your own car, you have your own house, and you can do what you want when you want to. It's on your own timetable then.
Well, I agree with you. And, of course, again, Disney, there's advantages to people just coming and staying right there on the property and not having to leave. And, yes, that is exactly what they would want to happen in Universal, of course, is getting into that mix as well with the new resort that they're building. But with the vacation homes, you can venture out to Sand Lake Road and other areas for dinner. And if you want to go to downtown Orlando to Church Street and see what's happening, or a Magic basketball game, you can do all those things. Whereas you're right, you can if you take a bus into Disney and you're at Disney with no car.
I know Universal is getting smart, finally. And I know they will pick you up at your Disney resort, take you to a Universal resort for your Universal stay, and then take you back to the airport. They figured, well, we have to figure out a way. If Disney's going to get them here, we have to figure out a way to get them back to the airport.
Yeah, that's very interesting.
We'll see what happens, you know,
sure.
If that steals any of their business. Krista, you wanted to talk about the travel agents?
Yeah, well, I kind of asked him about that before, because we have so many listeners and friends that are travel agents. They need to know that this is an option out there for them, too. And, you know, Homes for You works very closely with a lot of travel agents. And it's another avenue of income that they can look into. It's not competition. It's they can actually work together.
It's not competition at all. We have travel agents from all over that call us, and just today I was taking a couple of calls from Nassau down in the Bahamas, because we have a lot of business from the Bahamas in the summer, June and July. So they're starting to gear up now for that. And as a matter of fact, we'll be going on a little Disney cruise coming up probably one of these days, and we'll take some more brochures down to Nassau and drop them off at some of the travel agencies down there.
Wow. There you go. Work trip, business trip.
Mix a little business with pleasure. But
Yeah. So one more time, could we go over, Tracy, all the ways that everybody can get in touch with you, and then we'll move on to the Oh My Disney quiz.
Well, hey, one correction that I had in the beginning of the show, Tony, the new website that we just launched is actually vacationhomebooking.com. And vacationhomebooking.com actually has a calendar on it, just like a hotel would. And so people can enter their dates and actually a great selection of homes that are available would come up, so they could actually choose the home that they want, up to 8 bedrooms, and book it right online. So we're excited about that, and we're also working on the same for the Homes for You website with some new technology to put a calendar on the Homes for You website, so that people can choose from hundreds of homes there as well.
I have to tell you, Les, sorry to interrupt, but last week when I first heard about vacationhomebooking.com, I was on there and I was just having the best time. Like, you just put in dates and then it pops up suggested homes for you. And it's like this really fun thing, because you get to see kind of like, you know, what's recommended for you. And, you know, you can see the pool, you can see the bedrooms, you can like see everything in each house. So it was just kind of like a little game. You can just see what pops up for you when you type in your dates. It's really neat.
Well, it's nice, because people are getting more and more particular nowadays, and they want to see inside and out of the homes. When we first started, people would just basically call and book a generic home. They wouldn't even know what the home looked like. It would just be a 3-bedroom or a 4-bedroom or a 5-bedroom, and we would allocate the home once they got here, just like you would at the front desk of a hotel. Nowadays, you know, fast forward 10 years later, and people are more savvy about vacation homes, and they want to see the bedrooms, the bathrooms, which way the pool faces for maximum sun exposure while they're here. So, wow. Christy, you're right. You can go online and see photos inside and out of the home, you know, the actual homes that you would stay in.
And you guys are on social media, right?
We are. We're on Facebook and Pinterest. And let's see, what else? Instagram, I guess, and Google Plus, and we're just about on everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it just pops up when you type in homes, the number 4 and then 2-letter U's. It pops up everywhere. So that's what everybody needs to do. Just check it out.
Absolutely.
I guess my last question is there a minimum stay and a maximum stay?
We have some condominium resorts in the area that will take 2 nights. So we have a minimum 2-night stay, and there is no maximum. We get 30, 60, 90-day rentals from time to time. That's our good snowbirds that come down and stay with us every year. They do. The Europeans come over and sometimes stay for 2 or 3 weeks. Now, we do some of that business online. Most of the Europeans typically and people from international destinations would book through tour operators. So you have like Virgin Holidays and a lot of the other tour operators that that are in Europe. So people tend to make those longer stays with the tour operators, and they package it together with the air and tickets and everything. So we get some of that business, but not on a lot of it, because we work mostly directly with mom and dad and the kids up and down the northern seaboard and the southeast area of the United States, and leave the tour operator business to some of the other companies.
Okay. Do we want to do the quiz?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. So we call this the Oh My Disney quiz. You can, answer the first thing pops into your head. You can qualify the answer if you want to. Otherwise, you can just spit out one-word answer, and we can
keep going. Okay.
All right. The first question is, if you could hang out with any Disney character, who would it be?
Mickey. He's an old friend of mine, and I used to hang out with him on a regular basis.
Okay.
There you go.
Still talk to you today.
If you could ride only one Disney ride for the rest of your life, what would you ride?
The one Disney ride, that would probably be Splash Mountain.
Oh, okay.
That counts, right?
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
We love Splash Mountain.
Your favorite Disney song is?
It's A Small World, of course.
It's 50 years old?
Today.
Yep. Your favorite Disney movie is?
Favorite Disney movie would probably be Snow White.
If you could be any Disney character from any Disney movie, who would you be? This may be hard for you since you've been characters before.
Yeah, probably that would be Pluto.
Okay. Do you have any hidden talents?
I can do a little bit of magic, I used to entertain my niece and nephew quite a bit doing my little magic tricks. It's not as entertaining anymore as it was when they were children, though. Not close.
You'll have to meet my son. My oldest son, he's 19. He loves magic. He's learned a lot of different things. He's very interested in it. I think it's making a comeback, Tracy, the whole magic thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a friend who's actually been to the Magic Castle. He does magic professionally. I think he's done some stuff there. So.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
No, that's terrific.
Something most people may not know about you.
Most people may not know, probably goes back to the Disney character days. Most people don't know that I used to work in characters, and that would probably be what most people don't know about me.
And your favorite Disney snack is?
Oh, I like those in Adventureland, those little Dole, we call them what, Dole Whip?
Dole Whip, yep. All right, that's it.
Well, that was easy. Thank you for allowing me to speak to you all, and I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, it's our pleasure. Thanks for coming on the show. It was awesome learning about your Disney history, and we're so excited to share with everybody about home vacation homes for you, and let everybody know that option's out there. It's really, really exciting.
Yeah. Well, thanks again, Kristen. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you.